This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. So many of us are spending a lot more time at home these days, and with that may come an itch to spruce things up or a necessity to fix things up. Joining us now to answer your questions on DIY projects is Megan Baker. She is the editor for Home Projects at Apartment Therapy. That's a home and decor website with millions of social media followers. Megan, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, Megan, confess. Like, are you looking around at your house and thinking, oh, I really should have fixed that? Although I'm sure your house is like amazing, but seriously.
No, it's not. I definitely have a lot of things that I'm realizing need fixing. I'm seeing a lot of scuffs and dings. But I'm so thankful that this is radio and you're not seeing any of it.
That's right. I am not one of those like people who looks at people's Zoom pictures and rates their room. I'm not one of those. No, because I don't want, you know, that to happen to me. Okay, so people are spending a lot more time at home, and a lot of people are telling us that they're trying out home improvement projects for the first time. So for newbies, Sarah has a question about where to start.
I would love to hear some ideas for home DIY projects that require minimal materials and minimal expertise that I could possibly tackle during this quarantine. Thank you.
Okay. Any suggestions for Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah, I love this question. We actually just published a piece over on Apartment Therapy about 21 free makeovers you can do with stuff you already have around the house. A lot of people are realizing they're just tired of looking at what they already have. And there are ways to update what you have. You can read the entire piece on the site with 21 ideas, but a few of my favorites are using wrapping paper or leftover wallpaper to give a pop of pattern on the back of bookshelves. You can also swap out any art you have with printables that you can get on Etsy. So you don't have to leave your home and you get to refresh your art. And I also think that people are having a lot of fun with washi tape, which is like a thin paper tape that you can add to your walls, that you can make a lot of really fun patterns with it, and it's totally removable. So you don't have to live with it forever.
See, putting tape on your walls, isn't that the kind of stuff you used to get punished for as a kid?
Yes, but it depends on what kind of tape.
It's different tape. Okay, it's different tape. Okay, all right. So for those of us lucky enough to work from home, it is hard to, people are telling us that, yes, on the one hand, obviously many people are very worried about losing their jobs. So the people who are still working, of course, gratitude. But a lot of people are saying they're still finding it hard to create a boundary between their work and personal lives. So here's Patrick in San Francisco.
Since my professional, social, and personal lives are all taking place at home, I've found it increasingly difficult to keep each separate. How can I coordinate my physical space so that I'm able to stay focused during the day, but relaxed and centered in the evening?
What do you think?
Yeah, this is a tough one because a lot of us, like Patrick, really didn't plan on working from home. So we didn't have a work from home setup in place. And obviously, it is a very fortunate thing to be able to work from home, but it can be tough to compartmentalize. So if you're working from home, obviously the ideal is an office space, right? But not everyone has space for that. I certainly don't, I live in a small apartment. I don't have a whole office space, but you can carve out a separate zone in a living space where you can put a small desk and chair. Or if you end up using your dining table or your coffee table as a workspace, it's just important to remember to kind of remove all of your work items at the end of the day. So your monitor, your laptop, your mouse, make sure that those are put away at the end of the day so you're not tempted to let your work time leak into your personal time. It's also a really good time to look at the furniture in your space and think about rearranging it. Maybe it's not working for you right now, and you need to kind of rethink where things fit and where things go.
I wanted to ask this because this is similar to the question a lot of people have about, you know, dealing with their hair during this time. You know, one listener wrote in that she has had to put her home renovation projects on hold because of the pandemic. A lot of workers are not willing to come into a house. They'll work outside of the house, but they won't work inside of the house. So do you have some ideas about what's safe to take on yourself and what kinds of things should you best leave to the experts?
Yes. And this is a great question. It's definitely on a lot of people's minds. The best rule of thumb I can give you is if it's electrical or plumbing, leave it to a pro unless you have the experience with that. You can really hurt yourself, or you can cause damage down the line with short circuiting light fixtures or plumbing that's leaking and causing mold issues eventually. It really can get messy. So the rule of thumb is if you're going to DIY things, stick to cosmetic things. So paint, repairing holes in small holes in your walls, maybe putting up shelving. Those are all super DIY friendly, definitely things that you can feel comfortable taking on at home. And maybe you wait on the electrical and the plumbing until you can get a pro in there.
Okay. Here's a question about how to kind of distinguish between what's trendy and what's best for you. Here's Tanya from Boston. I'll let her just ask you herself. Okay.
I was wondering what home decorating trends people are starting to hate as habits starts to shift at home. So the ones I'm thinking of are minimalism or a condo and, you know, having really uncomfortable but pretty mid-century modern couches. And what trends people are turning to instead.
What do you think, Megan? Mm-hmm.
This is such a great question. We had a piece on the site recently about what to do if you hate your open concept floor plan. And it was a big hit with our readers because it turns out a lot of people are kind of over their open concept floor plan now. So if you find that you, like all of these other readers, are maybe realizing that all this togetherness is too much togetherness, there are things that you can do. Bookshelves make for great room dividers, so you can kind of corner off a space to create a little bit more sense of privacy. Obviously, it's not the same as walls, but you can kind of get close yourself. And sort of going off of that, we're seeing a lot of interest in creating zones in your home to kind of give your home more utility for working and working out and doing all of your Zoom hangouts, like really customizing and creating those zones to adapt.
Okay. Quickly, one more question. This is from Charlotte in Washington, D.C.
I love most of the things about my apartment, but the windows are too small and too few. What do you recommend for getting more light and bringing the outside in more?
Megan, quickly, any tips? You can't knock down a wall.
Keep your walls light colors. Try to keep your furniture light colors. If you're in a room that doesn't need a lot of privacy, take off the blinds, take off the curtains, put mirrors on the walls to fake light. And you can fake it until you make it.
Okay. That's Megan Baker. She focuses on home and do-it-yourself projects at apartmenttherapy.com. Megan, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for us tonight. My co-host Ari Shapiro will be here tomorrow to answer more of your questions on the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.